time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
Well, Dr. Scott Oliver, we do live in a different world these days. We see a lot of people with tattoos. They're on their arms, they're on their legs, they're literally everywhere. But I must admit, I had to take a step back the other day when somebody closed their eyes or was blinking or whatever, and they had tattooed their eyelids.
Yeah, very common. Most women do wear eyeliner or mascara, and you actually get tattoos on the edge of the eyelid that mimic an eyeliner. And so they don't have to use makeup. They can speed up getting ready in the morning time, and it is a permanent type of thing. Most of the time, people do a very good job. The people that are actually doing that tattoo work, they do a great job. Sometimes they don't, and the line is not quite a sharp line, and it's a little wavy line. It's very common, actually.
I would think that when you start playing with somebody's eyelid, that you better know who's doing this kind of work, because this could end up with a trip to Oliver Eye Associates.
Well, I've never seen a complication from it, which is really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It could happen.
And if it were to happen, I mean, you might have to go to an eye surgeon.
Could. Depends on what the issue is. The glands of the eyelid that secrete oil are right there, and if they go too far in, they can damage those glands, which can cause pretty significant dry eye syndrome.
So if this is something in your wheelhouse or in your children's wheelhouse, you better be doubly sure you know what you're doing. You may even want to talk to Dr. Scott and figure out what is about to happen.
That's right.
Dr. Oliver, thank you very much.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.